This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said PM Swanidhi scheme has proved to be a lifeline for street vendors. Addressing PM Swanidhi beneficiaries in Delhi while distributing loans under the scheme to 1 lakh street vendors, Mr. Modi said that people saw the power of street vendors during COVID. He said today's Swanidhi Mahotsav is dedicated to those who are always around and without whom people cannot imagine their lives.
अभी तक देश के 62 लाख से अधिक लाभार्थियों को 11 हजार करोड़ रुपए मिल चुके हैं और अब तक का मेरा अनुभव है समय पर पैसे वो लौटाते हैं और मुझे खुशी है कि पीएम स्वनिधि के लाभार्थियों में आधे से अधिक हमारी माताएं बहनें हैं.
Mr. Modi congratulated the street vendors and roadside shopkeepers for their contributions to society. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobge, arrived in New Delhi on a 5-day visit to India. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office in January this year. Union Minister Ashwini Kumar Chaubey received him at Delhi Airport. The External Affairs Ministry said that during the visit, the Prime Minister of Bhutan will call on President Draupadi Murmu and hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Shering Tobge will also visit Mumbai. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Employment and senior officials from the Government of Bhutan will accompany Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge. The Central Government and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $23 million loan agreement with the Gujarat International Finance Tech City today. This agreement aims to strengthen the fintech ecosystem in India. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that the project will establish an International Fintech Institute, IFI, to strengthen fintech education, boost startup success rates, and drive fintech research and innovation. It said these interventions will enhance employment opportunities, workforce competitiveness, and also productivity in new and green technologies. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has sanctioned over 1,385 crore rupees for 295 road development projects in Karnataka. He said this endeavour not only aims to upgrade infrastructure but also promises to ameliorate connectivity and foster socio-economic development. Mr. Gadkari also sanctioned 850 crore rupees for widening and strengthening of 31 state road projects encompassing a total length of over 435 kilometer in Telangana. He said this initiative will boost economic growth, spur local tourism and enhance the regional economy. Mr. Gadkari has also sanctioned 972.80 crore rupees for widening roads in Rajasthan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reiterated that Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, is a law to provide citizenship rights and it will not snatch away citizenship from anyone. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Shah said CAA will provide rights and citizenship to Hindus, Buddhists, Jains, Sikhs, Christians and Parsi refugees from Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan. A high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ram Nath Kovind submitted its report on One Nation, One Election to President Draupadi Murmu today. According to the Law and Justice Ministry, the high-level committee recommended a two-step approach leading to simultaneous elections. As the first step, simultaneous elections will be held for Lok Sabha and the state legislative assemblies. In the second step, elections to the municipalities and the panchayats will be held within 100 days of holding Lok Sabha and State Assembly elections. The committee also recommended for a single electoral roll and electoral photo identity cards for use in elections to all the three tiers of the government. And that is the end of this news bulletin.